Hi, thank you so much. That's right. It's time for the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge with just that, some good stuff.
The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride concluded on Saturday out of Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. Thanks to everybody with the Champions Ride. You put on a great show and a great event there. So be looking for that again the 1st of next August. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and the Valentine area. Check out 50 things to do at visitvalentine.com. Book your trip this fall down the scenic Niobrara River, number one in river adventures in the Midwest. And there's 300-plus rooms in the Valentine area, numerous Airbnbs, hundreds of camping spots. So a nice fall trip down to the Niobrara River and Cherry County. You can find out how to do that at visitvalentine.com.
Do you like local, national, international livestock industry news? I know where to get it. What about livestock auction reports? Does that appeal to you? Or award-winning columnists, classified ads, special interest sections, and so much more. I'm talking Tri-State Livestock News. If you don't already get it, you need to go to tsln.com and get your subscription today. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Kim, what do you have to share for the good stuff today?
A large passenger plane is on its way across the Atlantic. It flies consistently at 800 kilometers at 35,000 feet when suddenly an F-22 Raptor appears. The pilot of the fighter jet slows down, flies alongside the Airbus, and greets the pilot of the passenger plane by radio. Airbus flight. A boring flight, isn't it? Take care and have a look here. He rolls his jet on its back, accelerates, breaks through the sound barrier, rises rapidly to a dizzying height, only to swoop down almost to the sea level in a breathtaking dive. He loops back next to the plane and asks, "Well, how was that?" The airplane pilot answers, "Very impressive. But now have a look here." The jet pilot watches the plane, but nothing happens. It continues flying stubbornly straight with the same speed. After 5 minutes, the plane pilot radioed, "Well, what are you saying now?" The jet pilot asks, confused, "What do you mean?" The other laughs and says, "I got up, stretched my legs, went to the back of the flight to the restroom, got a cup of coffee and a cinnamon cake." Don't know the author, don't know where it came from, but it's sure funny.
Some interesting facts for you today. Van Gogh, you've heard of him before?
Yes, okay. I have.
Is one of the most recognized painters of all time, with his famous paintings decorating everything from coffee mugs to shower curtains.
That's what he was going for.
I'm sure, along with walls in the most prestigious museums. But this acclaim was only achieved after his death. During life, he sold one painting, and it's not his famous Starry Night. He sold the Red Vineyard for 400 francs. In 1990, one of his paintings sold for $82.5 million. So keep that in mind. The QWERTY keyboard that we all use today was invented by Christopher Sholes in 1874 for a new typewriter. Unfortunately, the keys were prone to jamming. So, as the story goes, Sholes designed the keyboard to slow typists down by placing the most commonly used letters far apart. This may be a myth. Other sources say the letter placement may be based on telegraph protocol, but at least it makes you feel like your hunt and peck typing isn't exactly your fault.
That's interesting. They wanted to slow people down.
Yep. Remember when you were like a freshman in high school and you had to take they call it keyboarding now, but back then it was a typewriting class.
Yeah.
And you had to go as fast as you could.
You had to
learn to get to 100 words a minute or something like that.
So. Yeah, exactly.
All right, why don't you wrap up the program, Kim?
Okay, a minister was planning a wedding at the close of the Sunday morning service. After the benediction, he had planned to call the couple down for a brief ceremony in front of the congregation. For the life of him, though, he couldn't think of the names of those who were to be married. "Will those wanting to get married please come to the front?" he requested. Immediately, 9 single ladies, 3 widows, 4 widowers, and 6 single men stepped to the front.
is that a new kind of altar call?
Yeah, it might be.
Hey, we want to say thanks again. Goodland, Kansas, radio station KLOE, 7:30 a.m. has joined the Good Stuff family. We are glad to have you guys on board. And say thanks to our radio stations that have been with us a long, long time, like Dickinson, North Dakota's KXDI 93.9 FM. Thanks for listening to the Good Stuff.